Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rivka Bas Leah, Noam Ben Leah, and for Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, for Shandy Chana Bas Malka, and for Atida Edit Bas Ita Rachel, and for Avadio Ben Atida Edit. We are going to be learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, a very, very important halacha in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, halacha Yudalid. But in order to fully understand the Rambam, we first have to learn the Sugya. So first we're going to see the Sugya in Sanhedrin B'siyata D'Shmaya, Mimikoro, and then, or Mimikora, and then we are going to see the Rambam and the Kashas on the Rambam. It says in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan and Zayin Amud Beis Besecha Sanhedrin Ish, the Pasuk opening the section of the Halachos about sexual transgressions could have just said Ish. Ma Tamad Lomar Ish Ish. Why did it say double Lashon? The Rabbos is HaKusim, that includes the Kusim, Shemuzharin Al Ha'arayis, Ki Yisrael, the non-Jews, are warned not to engage in Kili Arayas, just like Jewish people. V'hameyocha nafka? Is this learned from here? Mehasam nafka? It's learned from the Pasuk Seta Adam Arishan. Lemordze Kili Arayas. And the Pasuk, in Parashas Bereishis, says the word Lemor, and that, the Gemara Darshans, is referring to Kili Arayas. So why do we need to come on to Ish Ish? We already have Lemor. Right, Zavis Elokim is Adam Lemor. Lemor is Gilai Arayas. Answers the Gemara, Hasan Barayas Ditu. There the Pasuk assers B'nei Noach to their own Arayas, meaning with a married Bas Noach. You have a married Goyisha woman, a man is not allowed to, who's not her husband, is not allowed to sleep with her. That's what you learn from there. V'hacha, whereas here, the Braisa quotes a pasuk, Asering a ben Noach, v'arayis didan, ararayis, meaning adultery with a Jewish woman. Therefore, you need both pasukim. Dikatani seifa, and this is apparent, because what do we learn at the end of the Braisa? Baal arayis Yisrael, and if a Kusian, Kusi man had relations with a Jewish woman, Nidom Dinei Yisrael, he's judged according to the dinim of the Jews. So we see that the Braisa refers to a Ben Noach being with a Jewish woman. So now the Gemara asks, the Mahilchasa, for what law is a Ben Noach judged like a Jew when he commits adultery with a married Jewish woman? Mar answers, Amar Rabban Achim and Amar Ravua, Lo Nitzcha Le'ed Ve'ed Masra, the Braisa was needed only to teach us three details about this judicial process. Eda, that you need a congregation of judges. Edim, you need witnesses. Hasra, and warning. In other words, as Rashi explains, Shitzarech Eid of Edim Vasra Ki Yisrael, like a Jew. In other words, a guy in his court system only needs one judge. But here, if he's with a Jewish woman, he needs three judges. If it's a monetary case, if it's a case of nefashis, you need 23 judges. So here we're talking about nefashis, 23 judges. Also, by a Jew, you need a dim. You need two witnesses. A goy, one witness is enough. By a goy, one judge is enough. One witness is enough. For us, you need 23 judges and two witnesses. and hasra and forewarning. So this applies only to Jewish courts and not Goyish courts. Frekta Gemara, Migra Gara, is adultery with a married Jewish woman less severe than adultery with a married Kusi woman? Says Rashi, Zehabal Eishes Yisrael Mehabal Eishes Kusi, is the one who comes on a Jewish woman, has relations with a Jewish woman, is that less than somebody who has relations with a non-Jewish woman? Shenarek Be'edech V'dayinech V'shloba Asra, that he's killed with one aid and one dayin and without Asra. In other words, what we're essentially doing is we're giving him a kula if he has beer with a Jewish woman. A guy wants to be Megala Arayas. He says, should I go with a Jewish woman or non-Jewish? He says, I'll go with a Jewish woman. Why? Because it's more kal. Why is it more kal? Because if I'm with a Goyisha woman, they can execute me with one aid, they can execute me with one judge, and they can execute me without Asra. But if I'm with a Jewish woman, it's much harder to execute me. You need lots of judges, two aidim, and Asra. So being with a Jewish woman makes it a cooler for him. Could that be? And for the Gemara Elam Rabbi Yechanan said, Lo nitzuch ela nara murasa. The brisa was needed to refer to a Ben Noach who had arayas with a nara hameurasa, with a betrothed nara. Dilidid hu leslehu didainan lehu bedina didan. So in other words, we reject the teretz of that this brice is needed to teach us Eda, Edim, and Hasra. And instead we say that it's coming to teach us that if a Ben Noach had arayas with an Ara Murasa, a 12 to 12 and a half year old girl who's betrothed, they don't have liability for cohabiting with such a woman in their laws, and therefore they're judged according to our laws. So when Ben Noach, who has Bia with an Ara Murasa, gets Skila, just like a Jew would get Skila for that crime. So the Gemara has a kashim Rabbi Yochanan, aval eishes ish. But if a kusi, a goy, has a rayas with a fully married Jewish woman, bedina ditu dinin dinin lu, is he going to be judged according to the dinim of Bnei Noach? Rashi. He said, could it, Rashi says, Akasha, could it be that he's going to be judged according to the laws of Bnei Noach? Rabbi Yochanan said that the case of Arias with a Jew, for which a Kusi gets a Jewish punishment normally reserved for a Jew, is an Ara Murasa. That implies that if he's with a fully married woman, he gets the execution that a Ben Noach normally gets. Medina ditu v'atanya, but that can't be. Bar an amurasa neither beskila. If he comes to the Azbi with an amurasa, then he's judged with skila. That's given for a Jew. Al eishes ish, but if he cohabits with a Jewish woman, Jewish married woman, nidon b'chenek, he gets chenek. V'i bedina didhu sayefu. If kusim are judged according to their Noachide laws, then he wouldn't get chenek, he wouldn't get strangulation, but rather he would get sayef, he'd get sword. So how can you say that only by Nara Murasa he's judged by our judgment? You see that even with an Eish Ashish, even if he's with a Jewish Eish Ashish, he also gets our punishment of chenek and not his punishment of sayiv. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak said, "Ma'ish es ish de katani." What type of married woman is that brisa referring to? Kegon shenichnas al chuppah velo nevala. It's referring to a case where she entered the chuppah, but did not yet cohabit with her husband. According to Jewish law, if a person has a arayus with a woman who enters the chuppah but doesn't have bia, it's the same gilei arayus, it's the same chenek. The only difference would be when he has a arayus with an amurasa, then he gets skila. But the ledidhu, but Noachites or bnei Noach, less lehu, they are not liable for cohabiting with an eshes ish shenichnas al chuppah v'lo nevala, that went into the chuppah and didn't have bia. D'dayninan lehu, so they're judged b'dina didan, according to our laws. D'tani Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina taught bulas bal yesh lahem, they have liability for adultery with a woman who has already cohabited with her husband. But if she enters the chuppah but hasn't yet cohabited with her husband, they don't have liability for adultery under the Noachite system. So therefore, they get the misa of the Jews. So now we have that they get misa of the Jews when they're with a Nara Murasa, and they have misa of the Jews when they are with a Nichnas al chuppah v'loy nivala. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yechanan. Now we're going to bring a brisa to prove that a kusi is given the same punishment as a Jew, only if he committed adultery with a woman who hasn't yet been with her husband. But if a kusi committed adultery with a woman who already had relations with her husband, he gets the punishment of Bnei Noach. So this is a raya for Rabbi Yochanan in the earlier brisa, who said that the earlier brisa that said that arayos of Jews refers to a woman married only according to Din Yisrael. Like we saw before, Lashon Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lai Nitzuch Ela Namu Rasa. And then the Gemara asked about Eishes Ish, and the Gemara said, Nichnas Ela Chuppah V'lo Nivala. So now we're going to bring a raya that it's referring only to somebody who's married only in the eyes of Jewish law. Let's see, Rashi, Tanya Kabasei Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Baala Rais Yisrael Dekatani Nidam Dine Yisrael Lo Mitukin Ela Nichnas Ela Chuppah V'Namar Mu Rasa Tu Leslu. So Rabbi Yochanan said that he's talking about Nara Murasa, and then we had another teretz that he was talking about Nechas Alechub Nivala. Whatever doesn't apply to Goyim, those laws don't apply to Goyim, so they get the punishment for Arayis with us, our punishment. So we have a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Erva Shebezdin Sheyisrael Meimisin Ala, any Erva for which a Jewish court executes a Jew, Benoach Mushar Aleh. And Benoach is also warned about cohabiting with her. Ain Bezin Shal Yisrael Mimisim Aleh. Benoach Mushar Aleh. But if a Jewish court doesn't execute a Jew, then a Goy is not Mushar. Goy is not warned against her. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the sheet of Rebbe Meir. So who's this talking about? It's talking about one sister of his father and mother, wife of his father's brother, sister of his wife. So for a Jew, it's kares. But for a... There's no misa, this is based in. So then the guy will not be warned about these. Chamam omrim, harbe arayis yesh, ein bezin shalom meisen alayim, ben ochem mozhar alayim. No, there are many arayis that a Jewish court doesn't execute a Jew, but in Ben Noach is warned against them. according to the Chachamim, all arayas in the Torah, that when the Torah talks about arayas asuros, even those that are karets, are usher to a ben noach. And that's what they learn from Ishish. So now we're going to get to proving Rabbi Yochanan correct. Baal Arayis Yisrael, if a kusi has relations with a married Jewish woman, nidon ked bedinei Yisrael, Baal Arayis ben Noach, nidon ked bedinei ben Noach. If he's with a Jewish woman, he's judged according to Jewish law. If he's with a Goyish woman, he's judged according to Goyish law. V'anoein lanu el anamor asa bilvad. And the only difference we have is that of Nara Murasa. So you see, this Braisa is like Rabbi Yochanan. The only difference is Nara Murasa, that when they're with the Nara Murasa, when a Ben Noach is with the Nara Murasa, he receives the punishment that a Jew would receive. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question, what about the second Teretz of the Gemara, where they also don't have marriage like we do? So they also don't have an Isser like we, as we do. Just like we said that a guy gets the Jewish punishment for Nam Rasa, we should also say the guy gets the Jewish punishment for Nechasel Chub V'lo Nivala. And just the Gemara, Tana Dibir Menashe, who this Tana follows the view of the Tana of the Beis Medrash of Menashe. Damral Misam Ruhr Levnei Noach Enu Ela Bechenek. Idividi Chenek, Kol Misam Ruhr Levnei Noach Enu Ela Chenek. Idividi Chenek, who... He says that when Bnei Noach get Misa, you know what Misa they get? They only get, Bnei Noach don't get Saif. They get Chenek. And there you get Chenek for both. According to Tana Dibei Menashe, whenever a Ben Noach gets Misa, it's not Saif, it's Chenek. So, when a Ben Noach is with a woman who was Nichnas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala, what would his punishment be? His punishment would be Chenek. You can't say that he's getting a different punishment than a Ben Noach. The Braisa says that V'al Arayis Yisrael Nidon B'dinei Yisrael, Arayis B'nei Noach Nidon B'dinei B'nei Noach. For Arayis Yisrael you get the law of a Jew, and for Arayis B'nei Ben Noach you get the laws of a Ben Noach. And we said that the only difference is Nara Murasa. So the Gemara says, I'll give you another difference. He gets a Jewish punishment and not a Ben Noach punishment. Because a Ben Noach punishment is Chenek, and a Jewish punishment, excuse me, a Ben Noach punishment is Saif, and a Jewish punishment for Nechnas al Chopa v'lo Nivala is Chenek. So it turns out then that a Ben Noach should be receiving Chenek. With a Ben Noach who receives Chenek is receiving a Jewish punishment and not a non-Jewish punishment. The Teretz of the Gemara is, no. This is according to Tana Bei Menashe, that all goyim receive Chenek. So when he gets Chenek for being with a Jewish woman who is Nichnas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala, he's receiving the Jewish punishment. Ad kan sugis ha-Gemara b'siyata d'shmaya. The Rambam, in the 9th perek of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Yud Dalet, paskins, like this Gemara that we mentioned at the beginning of the sugya, that says that a Ben Noach is nidon be'ed echad, be'dayin echad, and without hasra. So we are going to now ask a series of questions that we learned from Hagona Gadol, Reb David Yitzchak Manzatzal, Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin, and Zayin Amud Beis in this sugya, and the Maripanim LeYerushalmi, Perek Aleph to Kiddushin, Halacha Aleph, and also this is discussed by Rabbi Zalman Meltz in the Eben Ezel, Perek Ches Mehilchos Niskei Mamon Halacha Yud Beis, right? That this is only this that Nidon Be'edech or V'dayinech etc. is only when he is chayav b'dinei b'nei Noach. When does the Rambam say that a goy is judged with one witness and one judge without asra? That's only when he's chayav b'dinei b'nei Noach. Aval, if he's ba'al na'arim u'rasa, if he has beer with an na'arim u'rasa, we see in the Gemara and Daphne Zayin Amud Beis that we just learned that they get judged according to our judgment. So it's not only that they get judged by our judgment, that they get skila, but the same applies that they require Eda, Edim, and Hasra to be Yisrael. So that's the Chiddush of the Taras Chaim and others, that not only does a goy get skila when he's an Aram Urasa, but he also requires Eda, Edim, and Hasra. And this is against the Shita of Rashi. Rashi in Dibur Maschil Lidithu writes at the end, El Anido Beskila, Vel Ein Sarach Edim, Edim, Hasra, Lo Gormer Ayastitu. But we can't make it any less than their Arayas. So you don't need Eda, Edim, and Hasra. You don't want to be Mekel. That was the Gemara's problem. You can't be more Mekel when he's with a Jewish woman. So Rashi says, in Achinami, you're not more Mekel. You don't need Eda, Edim, and Hasra. But he does get Skila. But others write, no. When he's with an Aram or Rasa, you go all the way with Jewish law. Not only does he get Skila, but he also need Eda, Edim, and Hasra. He also need 23 judges, two witnesses, and Hasra. And that's not like Rashi. And the Yad Rama and the Ran, they all hold that it's that you don't need Eda, Edim, and Hasra. But the Das HaTaras Chaim and others, it's Kedas Rabbeinu Yonah. They're in the sugya that a goy who's with an Aram Urasa does not require Eda, Edim, and Hasra. That a goy who's with an Aram Urasa requires Eda, Edim, and Hasra. Rashi holds that a goy doesn't require Eda, Edim, and Hasra. When he's with an Aram Urasa, he just gets skila. But you don't need two witnesses, just one judge, etc. And Taras Chaim writes, and Rabbeinu Yonah writes, that you require Eda, Edim, and Hasra. And it's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi in Kedushin Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That it's you go with Jews all the way, not only Skila, but also Eda, Edim, and Hasra. And the Taras Chaim is Medayik B'Divrei Rambam earlier in Halacha Zayin, that it says Niskal La'Kedinei Yisrael. Rambam writes that an Aram Urasa, and if a guy is with an Aram Urasa, he gets Skila Kedina Yisrael. Says the Rambam, just to read his Lashon, Ein ben Noach chai b'leshes chavera at sheyavu alea b'kidarka acha shenivu la labayla. So he's only chayv if she had beer with her husband, and he has regular beer with her, this Ben Noach. Aval murasa shenichas halachupa, v'lo nivla ein chayav in alea. But if she's an Aram Urasa, or she was nichas halachupa and didn't have bia, then he's not chayav. She never vibulas ba, but medvar mamurim, she has to have bia. But what is this talking about? Only a Ben Noach, Shabbat Ben Noach. Aval akum abal Yisraelis ben kedarka ben shalok kedarka chayav. But a goy who has beer with Israelis, whether it's kedarka shlo kedarka, is chayiv. He might say an aram urasa niskal aleha B'dinei Yisrael, if she's an Ara Murasa, then he gets skila with her, K'dinei Yisrael. Ba'ala Acha Shenechasa L'chop V'lo Nivala, Harei Zeh B'chenek, K'dinei Yisrael. He had Bia with her. After she went to the chuppah without Bia, he gets chenek, k'dinei Yisrael. So the Torah's Chaim is b'dayik from the Rambam that chenek and that skila are k'dinei Yisrael. What do you mean k'dinei Yisrael? Not just that the chenek and the skila itself are punishments given to a Yisrael, but also eide eidim and hasara di Yisrael. So he's b'dayik from the Rambam that you need eide eidim and hasara, not like Rashi. Because it's Kedina Yisrael all across the board. And look in Sanhedrin and the Sefer Yafei Naim, we discuss this. The Yad Raman Sanhedrin, and the Ran is also Merames to this, asks from the Kash of the Gemara, from Zion on the base, and the Brisa that says, Baal Eishis Yisrael, Nidon Bedina Yisrael, Va'ano Ein Lanu, Ela Nara Hamurasa. So the Gemara asks, why only Nara Murasa? You get Dina Yisrael, also Nichas Elachopa V'lo Nivala. And the Gemara's teretz is that we're referring to Tana Debe. This is according to the Sheet of Tana Debe Menashe. Shekol Misas B'nei Noach is Bechenek. So only Nara Murasa is going to be a difference, but not Nichas Elachopa V'lo Nivala. Because nechzal v'chupa v'lo nivala, she's going to get chenek, just like Yisrael gets chenek. Now, according to the opinion of the Rambam, you need eide eidim and hasara k'dinei Yisrael. So it is nidon k'dinei Yisrael. That if a Jewish person does it, you need Eide Eidim and Hasra. And if a Ben Noach would normally have Bia with a Bas Noach, there wouldn't be Eide Eidim and Hasra. But if he has Bia with a woman who's Nichnasel V'chupa V'lo Nivala, you would require Eide Eidim and Hasra K'dina Yisrael. So that's considered being Nidon B'dina Yisrael. So how is this considered according to the Gemara? Nidon b'dinei b'nei Noach. The only time you get dinei Yisrael is na'am urasa. It's not true according to the Rambam. Because even if he's with a Yisraelis, it's also going to be k'dinei Yisrael, not because of the chenek according to Tana Bei Menashe, but Tana Bei Menashe has to admit that eide eidim and hasara you normally don't have for a ben Noach, but here according to the Rambam you do. So why does the Gemara say that it's K'dinei Yisrael when it's not? K'dinei Yisrael would be, how does the Gemara say that the only difference is when he's with an Ara Murasa? That the only time it's K'dinei Yisrael, the only difference between what a Noah, when a Ben Noach is with a Bas Noach and with a Bas Yisrael is Ara Murasa. It's not true. Because also, we Gemara asked about Nechasa L'chupa V'lo Nivala, so it says, no, it's the same punishment. You get Chenek just like you get it for, it's like a Ben Noach gets Chenek, so too, just like a Ben Noach gets Chenek when he's the Obegal Arayah, so too when he's with the Basi Solshin Nivala V'no Lechasa L'chupa, you get Chenek. Seder. But you can't say it's the same as Din B'nei Noach, because you need Eide Eidim and Hasra according to the Rambam. So it's not K'dinei B'nei Noach. Ubi'ikra machlokes that we've been discussing. Rashi writes that we must be talking about Dinei B'nei Noach because when he has Bia with an Ashes Ish, Yisrael, it can't be that migra gara. It can't be that you're making it easier. In other words, if Ben Noach has to be judged b'dinei b'nei Noach, because when he's with an Eishes Ish Yisrael, it can't be that it's easier. That if he's with a non-Jewish woman, then what do we say? We say that you don't need Eide Eidim Hasra. But he's with a Jewish woman, you do need Eide Eidim Hasra. And therefore it's harder to kill him? No. So therefore Rashi says that it must be that we're talking about Dinei B'nei Noach. And since we're talking about Dinei B'nei Noach, you don't need Eide Eidim Hasra, and it's not Migra Gara, it's no less. Same way you kill him for a Ben Noach, kill him for a Yisrael. Without Eide Eidim and Hasra. And that goes with the Mahalach of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, how can it be that you don't need Eide Eidim and Hasra? What, Migra Gara? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Nara Murasa. That's what it means, that a Ben Noach is judged like a Jew, that he gets skila like being with an Nara Murasa. But it can't be that you don't need Eidim, it can't be that you require Eidim and Hasra for being with an Nara Murasa, because then Migra Gara then would be going easier on him. For being with an Eishes Yisrael, requiring more to execute, and that can't be. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's not true. Yesh lebaal din lachlok. That since he's not chayev, mitzat, b'nei Noach, that don't have a concept of nara murasa, he's only chayev mitzat Yisrael. So you need Kol Dinei Yisrael. He says something very logical. This machlokas we have. Do you need Eide Eidim and Hasra? Or do you not need Eide Eidim and Hasra? When the Ben Noach is with an Nara Murasa. So Rashi says, it can't be the Migra Gara, so you don't need Eide Eidim and Hasra. Which Rabbeinu Yonah says, why not? Since now, since Goyim don't have a concept of Nara Murasa, it's only a Jewish concept, so therefore it's completely transferred to the Jewish legal procedure, and you would need Eide Eidim and Hasra, because now you're in Nara Murasa, you're in a different domain, you're in the domain completely of Dinei Yisrael, so of course you need Eide Eidim and Hasra. Rashi says, you don't need Eide Eidim and Hasra. So we have to understand the svar of the machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi. Also the Rambam. So the Rambam also holds, according to the Torah's Chaim, that when a Ben Noach was with a Nara Murasa, you need Eide Eidim and Hasra. Not only that, we saw Yerushalmi, Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, that you require a Kol Ki Yisrael. And Rashi has a Svara. Rashi is a Svara of Migra Gara. That it can't be that a Ben Noach is less. That it's easier for a Ben Noach when he's with a Jewish woman. Lighter, we're lighter on him. We're less strict with him when he's with a Jewish woman than a Goyish woman. So that's a very nice svara, but it's against the Yerushalmi. What's Rashi going to do with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, not like this svara. And Rashi doesn't learn from the Hechrech of the Bavli. From the Bavli, you see that it has to be like that. The Yad Rama and the Ran learn from the Chorech of the Bavli, So therefore they could say the Babli is arguing with Yerushalmi. Because again, they ask from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Baalish is Yisrael nido medina Yisrael v'ano ein lano menara murasa. That if a person is with a Jewish, a guy is with a Jewish woman, he gets a Jewish, he's judged by Jewish law, and that's only talking about an amorus, that's the only difference. And the Gemara asks, why don't we also mention in the Brisa Nechas al-Chup of Elon Nivala? And the Gemara answers that it's according to Tana de Bei Menashe that all Mises B'nei Noach is B'chenek, and therefore the guy is going to get chenek, just like Yisrael gets chenek. But says, ask the Ad Ramah, but according to the Rambam, there's still a difference. You still can have Baal Eishes Yisrael Nidon B'dinei Yisrael Na B'dinei B'nei Noach. In what way? That you need Eide Eidim and Hasra. So it's not only Nara Murasa, it's also Nechas Elechop V'lo Nivala. Nechas Elechop V'lo Nivala. According to the Rambam, is going to be Kedina Yisrael. Because you require Eida, Eidim, and Hasra. And that's Kedina Yisrael. So that's the Kash and the Rambam. So it must be. Then how's the Gemara holding? The Gemara is holding that Nechaz al-Chuppa v'lo Nivala, you don't need Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. And also Nara Murasa, you don't need Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. So Nara Murasa is still different because there you're getting Skila and B'nai Noach. You're not. Ben Noach is with a betrothed woman, meaning a betrothed Bas Noach, and there's no skila, but only with a Jewish one. So that's the difference. That's when he gets the Jewish punishment. But when he's with, the Bavli will hold according to the Yad Ramah, Nichas al-Chuppa v'lo Nivala, he's going to be getting completely the Jewish punishment. What's that? Chenek. But anyway, it's like Tana de Bei Menashe, that Ben Noach normally gets chenek. But our Gemara is holding, it's going to be without Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. So there's going to be no difference now. You can't say it's Kedina Yisrael. You can't say it's Kedina Yisrael. Because Dina Yisrael, you need Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. But for Ben Noach, you don't. That must be how the Gemara is holding, because the Gemara says the only time he's like Yisrael is by Nara Murasa. What about Nechas al-Chuppa v'lo Nivala? Even if you hold Chenek, it still there's a difference, because if Ben Noach doesn't require, because if Ben Noach the Gemara is holding. The Gemara, if you learn like the Rambam, that a Ben Noach requires Eid, Eidim, and Hasra, then there's a difference. Nechaz al-Chuppa v'lo Nivala. For Ben Noach, there's no Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. They don't have Eid, Eidim, and Hasra, and for a Jew there is. But the Gemara doesn't say that he's judged Kedina Yisrael. So it must be the Gemara learns that if an Eishes Yisrael is Baal Isha, that if a Ben Noach has Bia with an Eishes Yisrael, then we execute him without Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. And therefore he gets Dine Noach, Dine B'nei Noach. You don't give him Dine Yisrael. The only time you give him Dine Yisrael is B'nara Murasa. But Be'eishes Yisrael, Shenivala, V'lo Nechasa L'chupa, you give him a complete Din Ben Noach. What's that? Well, Chenek, because anyway he's getting Chenek. And also, without Eid, Eidim, and Hasra. And therefore, the only difference is that he's going to be getting a Din Yisrael and not Din Ben Noach. For a Ben Noach, the only time he's getting only a Din Yisrael is by Nar Murasa. But by Neches HaLechop of Alon Nevala, he's getting a Din Ben Noach. Chenek, according to Tanavim and Asher, that's his Din anyway. And also it's a Din Ben Noach because you don't require Eid Eidim and Hasra. So the Gemara works well according to that sheet, according to the Yad Ramah, the way he's learning. So you could say the Bavli is arguing with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that a Ben Noach gets Din Yisrael, he needs Eid Eidim and Hasra. The Bavli holds that he doesn't need Eid Eidim and Hasra. That's Me'achrei HaSugya. But according to Rashi, it's just Misvara. So how does Rashi use the Svara to argue with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says that a Ben Noach requires Eid Eidim and Hasra, even when he's with a Jewish woman. And Rashi says he doesn't. Pella, just al pisvara. Yerushalmi, you find that like this. Again, the Yad Ramah is learning from the Rechayach of the Sugya, that the Bavli's argument to Yerushalmi, and the Bavli holds that you don't require Eid Eidim and Hasra, and therefore the only time he goes like Dina Yisrael, this Ben Noach is going to be with an Aram Aras, and he's going to get Skila. But when he's with an Eish Yisrael, Shenechas Olchup V'lo Nivala, he's going to get a complete Din Noach. No Eid Eidim and Hasra. Unlike a Jew. They require Eid Eidim and Hasra. That's the Bavli. But Yerushalmi holds that he does require Eid Eidim and Hasra. It's Ben Noach. And Rashi holds him Misvara not like that. How does Rashi argue Misvara in the Yerushalmi? Not Me'achreich HaBavli. Hope that's clear. In the Torah, in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Tov Ches, and what the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Tesvav, that it says there in the Mishnah Yedalat Amid Beis Chiyuv Nezikin Bibnei Bris, and that excludes the Eidus of a Goy. And the Reed writes that it's coming to be Memayet Afilu Shor Shel Akum Shinagach L'Shorish Yisrael Ein Danim Oso Ela Be'edim Ksheirim. So if a axe of a goy gores the axe of a Jew, what judgment? How do you judge him? Only with Edim Ksheirim. You need Edim Ksheirim. Even though a goy, by a goy's judgment, by Dinei B'nei Noach, you don't need Eidim Ksheirim. Just one Eid is enough. But if he's no Geach, Shor Shel Yisrael, the Re learns on that Gemara and Daf Tesvav, that it's coming to be Mamayit, Shor Shel Akum, Shenagach, Shor Yisrael, that you don't judge him by the din of a Ben Noach, you judge him by the din of a Yisrael. And what's the din of a Yisrael? Do you need Eidim Ksheirim? So others learn the Gemara there differently. But the Re learns that that's what it's coming to tell you. That Shor Shel Akum, Shenagach, Shor Yisrael, he gets judged by Eidim Ksheirim, and then afterwards the Tur brings the Lashon of the Rambam. That you might think that the Gemara is telling you only B'nai Bris, only members of the covenant can testify, because you might think that the only people around in the Arvas Hasusim, around to hang out with the horses, are non-Jews. So Memela, you don't need the Kasher Eidim. So Kamash Malan, that you do need Kasher Eidim. And the Prisha writes on the tour that the Torah is Mesupik if the Rambam is arguing with the Ri or he agrees with the Ri. In other words, that non-Jewish Eidim aren't kosher, that we know the Rambam holds. But is the Rambam arguing with the Ri? And the Rambam holds Shor Shel Akum Shenagach Shor Yisrael. He doesn't eat Eidim Sherim? Or is he agreeing with the Ri? That Shor Shel Akum Shenagach Shor Yisrael, you do need Eidim Sherim. The Eben Ezel, Perkhes Minis Kemam and Alach Yud Beis, he writes that even though normally we paskin like Rashi, that Rashi holds that by a goy you need proper witnesses. You don't need proper witnesses. You don't need Eid Eidim and Hasra. That's Shitas Rashi. However, B'tvias Mamon of a Yisrael Mibnei Noach, but if it's a monetary case that a Jew wants to extract money from a Ben Noach, there Rashi would hold that you need Eidus Kshera. And it's not connected to the Chiyuv Misa of an Aveira of a Ben Noach. What's in it? When it's an Aveira of a Ben Noach and a Chiyuv Misa, says the Eben Ezel, there Rashi holds that you don't need Eid Eidim and Hasra. But where it's a Tvias Mamon of Yisrael mi Ben Noach, there you need proper Eidim. So Rashi is Moda. That even though normally he holds that for Ben Noach, for Chiyuv Misa, you don't need Eid Eidim and Hasra, but in Tvias Mamon you do. So according to this, if Rashi agrees in the case of Tvias Mamon that you do need Kashra Eidim, Kal v'chomer, that the Rambam, who holds that also an Aramu Rasa, that is, since you're Chayav al Pidine Yisrael, you require proper Eidim, so Vada he would agree with Nezikin. Madach Rashi, who says that when it comes to an Aramu Rasa, you don't need proper witnesses, but by Nezikin he holds you do need proper witnesses. If you have a Tviya of Yisrael from a Ben Noach, so Alachas Kama Bakama, the Rambam, who holds that by a Chiyuv Misa, you do need proper witnesses, certainly by a Tviyas Mamon, he will hold that you do need proper witnesses. So Ibazoi, how is the Tur Mesupik if the Rambam requires kosher witnesses when there's a Tvias Mamon of a Jew from a goy? It's pasha that the Rambam holds you need kosher witnesses. So that's the kash of the Eben Ezel. Eben Ezel says, what's the Torah's Mesupik? Does the Rambam hold you need kosher witnesses in a case of a monetary claim? Rashi holds you need kosher witnesses, and by Misa he doesn't. Certainly the Rambam holds about Misa you do require kosher witnesses. Certainly he's going to hold that here you require kosher witnesses. So this is very difficult to understand the suffix of the Tur. Mitzad Sheni, look in the Shaar Mishpat and Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tavche, Siv Katna Aleph. He's Tameya. How you require two kosher eidim. We learn in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yates Amud Aleph Lagabe Masur Mutar La'abed Mamono Shlo Yehe Mamono Chamer Migufo. The one's allowed to get rid of his money because we know the din of a Masur is guf, so his money is not going to be more chamer than his guf. So if we're motz, if nerag al yidei eid echad pasul, if a guy is nerag al yidei eid echad pasul, So how can you say that we're not motzi mamon with this, with an edus of eid echad pasul? What are we saying? We're saying that according to the Rambam, it's pashut that you need edim ksheirim to be motzi mamon from this guy, but it can't be. Shloi heimamon o chamer migufo. If by gufo the guy is nerag be'ed echad pasul, so certainly mamona, it's enough eid echad pasul. So on one hand, we prove that it's pashut that according to the Rambam, you could be motzi mamono be'ed echad pasul. On one hand, we prove that according to the Rambam, it's pashut that you need two proper witnesses, excuse me, to be motzi mamon from the guy. Because we learned that kal v'chomer. Right? We said, if according to Rashi, that by Misa you don't require Edim, and by Mamon you do, certainly according to the Rambam, that by Misa you do require Edim, kosher Edim, so to by Mamon you certainly require kosher Edim. So we don't want to know what the suffix of the Torah was, what the sheet of the Rambam is. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Bava Kama Kuf Yotes that by Masur, Loi hei mamono chamer migufo. Mutter la'abed mamono. You're allowed to destroy his money, because why should his money be more chamer than his guf? So we can use the same svar by Ben Noach, that if gufo is enough with a puzzle aid, and we see that a Ben Noach, one can be ma'abed gufo with a pasul eid. No, Ben Noach is nidon be'eid echad v'dayin echad. So if by an eid echad, you could be ma'abed gufo be'eid echad pasul. So how can you say by mamono you need two kosher eidim? So why don't we prove from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that by Mamona you need two kosher Edim? The Kal v'chomer from Rashi, but can't be svara wise, because if gufo is enough one aid, one unkosher aid, Mamona certainly. Ayn sham in the shar mishpat choshem mishpat sim tafches yivkat nalef. So b'siyata d'shmaya we learned the sugya, and we asked a few bam kashas in the sugya. And then, b'siyata d'shmaya, in the next shiur, I hope, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach, we will blaze a new path in this sugya, and see neflos mitaras Hashem. Shbizelcha lilmo du'lamed lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei salma t'rasa b'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.